Okay, one second. Still waiting for the second recording to commence. Let's try that again. Still waiting on the second recording to crank up. Oh, there it is. Okay. Second recording is going. Let's get started. Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Wednesday, Hump Day. Mike, April 11, 2018. Yours truly, RayRen98 here, along with.
Okay, good morning, TNT. We are here. Let's get this party started. That's for sure. All right. So, Ray's going to send me a text real quick so I know what I'm talking about. And then I'm going to get started. Well, Ray's going to get started because he sent you guys an update, which I don't know what that was. Because I didn't go see.
Well, actually, I just posted some things in chat yesterday. It was just information. And it became an update by way of Idaho USA posting it. And it was just a series of conversations that I was having in chat with some pertinent information. But the most exciting part of that was the I'm trying to pull it up so I can refer to it. Let's see here. I thought I had it pulled up already, but I had to jump around on the site. And now it's moved out of position. Let's see. Questions for Ray. Thanks, stories. Now my screen won't refresh like I wanted to.
That's right. I got it. Just hold on. I got it.
What's wrong with
this
crazy
thing? I
just
hadn't looked at it, but I'll look at it. Right here. Is it yesterday?
Yeah, it's probably going to be titled something from chat, discussions in chat, is what Idaho titled. But the system
Tuesday
seems to be
update.
Stuck.
How about that?
But,
that's
reset.
Nope. What's it?
Right.
All right. Let's just go then, because I don't know what you told them, but I'm sure somebody will tell you.
Okay.
They got
okay, but basically,
so much I know.
What it boils down to is, even though that the banks were clamming up on us and we're not getting as much bank information as we have been getting, we did get some information that pretty much said communication went out pretty much to the banks saying, get this done or be fined. That was the main gist of it. Now, that didn't mean it was going to be done this morning because they may be okay with being fined for a day or two. I don't know. But at first, it didn't seem like it was real information anyway. But after running it through our sources, and they did collaborate that type of a communication did go out in so many words.
Okay, that's
so it. What we have today to work with, yeah, that's pretty much it. That's a big thing, though, but that was it.
Well, the amount was a ridiculous amount to me, so that's why I didn't put too much into it Even though we got confirmation that, yes, a memo went out around noon stating, if you don't do this, this is going to be the result. So we're waiting to see if threats right. work any better. All right, because they haven't so far. Because the exchange people and the call center people, wealth managers were told they better stop giving information or they were threatened with legal action. So they said, okay, hey, I can't give you any more information, but it's all over. Okay? Hey, I can't give you any more information, but be ready the rest of the week. Hey, I can't give you any more information, but I know it's going to happen by this time because it's all done. Now, you know, I'm constantly laughing just like I am now. Okay. So you guys been cut off. You've been threatened. But you give us information 3 days in a row since that happened, which I'm thankful for, to tell you the truth. And it's funny because what always gets me is bureaucrats or people in authority think that people like us who don't live for the result of the money but live to make sure we're helping each other survive and go in the right direction are going to be concerned about threats. Because I'm still going to do the right thing. I'm still going to do what I think is more important in helping the masses than helping you. Because these people know, like we know, they're just an employee. And it's just a paycheck. Where the rest of us, this affects people's lives for years. I mean, for years. So I appreciate it. As I said for the last 10 years, I appreciate everything you guys do to help us stay informed and make the right decisions. All right, Ray, you trying to say something?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay. So, guys, that's basically information. It's real quiet. It's real quiet. Our side here is saying it's quiet because, once again, they're getting ready to launch. They're just waiting for the go signal. And some of them think it has already happened, so we're just waiting for the time that has been determined for it to show up, and then we're going to do it because there's nothing else to do. Over on Iraq side, it's real simple. They've been told once again in the coming days the economy is going to change. And they're trying to get everything ready to do that, even laws that weren't going to be voted on aren't going to be voted on. Okay. So, and they're trying to do what sort of like an executive order to get some things done and in place since they couldn't do it with Parliament. So that's what they're trying to get accomplished for the last 3 days. So we'll see what happens. But everybody who should be notified is on standby on both sides. Even though they told the public it's not going to happen until after the election, financial people and government people on both sides are on standby right now to see this thing happen. Now, most think by the end of the week. A bunch of them say by the end of the month. Well, most by the end of the week. Some of them say by the end of the month. But most people seem to think this week we should see something. But we don't know. We can only go by the information like I've been telling you guys and try and put it together. This is what doesn't make sense, as I told you guys before. And if you read any of Iraq's news articles, it's right there in black and white. Starting next week, you know, they're waiting for the calm, right? When's the best time to do this? Starting next week, leading up to the election, they're saying there's people out there trying to start riots. They're saying that there's terrorists sneaking back in the country so they can have an uproar and affect the votes by attacking people while they're voting. They're saying that there's people out there who are doing suicide bombs, and they've caught three of them already, getting ready to do it where other people are gathering to vote. So they know it's only going to get worse. So again, that let's wait until it's calm or stable statement doesn't make sense because it's about to get worse. I've been saying that to you, and now they're publicly saying it to their own people. It's about to get worse before the vote happens. And after the vote, just like I said, we don't know. Does he walk out of the office the next week? Does he walk out of the office in September or October? Is it disrupted? I mean, they don't have the Democrats and Republicans. Right now, they have 250 different parties over there. And most of their major parties have all broke up for this election. They've all decided to do their own thing, separated, which caused so many more parties, which means it's that much more confusion. Now, a bunch of them are saying they're willing to follow a body and work with a body as long as he's willing to follow their agenda. Well, that's every vote. That's every election. I mean, nothing has changed. And he can't follow not even 200 of the 250 agendas. I don't even see them matching up like that. I mean, if he got 125 of them, it would be a miracle. But that means there's just going to be more confusion. And if they wanted to get this done, now is the time to do it, is what I see. Or I don't know what's going to happen afterwards. I mean, I can't predict the future, but I can predict right now, today, all the parties are calm. Nobody's fighting. Kurdistan's not fighting. Baghdad's not fighting. The country as a whole is getting paid. They're looking for reforms to be completed. This is the ideal time for them to see their future right before the vote and then decide who is going to take them into that future. Is what I would look at. So there's really not a whole lot for us to go through, say, or questions to be asked. I just remembered. And Ray didn't remember at all.
Oh, yeah?
He
what's that?
Just doing the meeting this morning. It was 2 hours ago. We didn't call to see what the update was.
Oh, right.
Forgot. They were actually having the RV meeting this morning. Even the committee members were doing that. And we asked them a couple of things to update so we could tell you guys. And I just thought about it, to tell you the truth. Ready to talk about it because I've been talking to some other people this morning, and they're all just, we're ready. Don't worry about it. We're absolutely at the end. And I'm just saying, okay, not a lot we can do. And my person who does the article sent me 52 articles this morning. So I'm trying to read through each one of those to see if there's any hidden nuggets, something that gives us our direction. So actually forgot to even see what the update was. Forgot to ask. Sorry. But, all right, Ray, let's answer some questions. Let's see if some people talk about it. Maybe they can come up with something.
Okay. Barefoot says, post-exchange, we hear concerns about personal security. With regards to online banking, what are your thoughts on virtual private networks for banking online?
Virtual private networks, VPNs. You know, I see a bunch of people offer them. I know my service does. AT&T, I phone that, and I get that all the time. And, I mean, they feel confident. I haven't really looked into it because I don't plan on being out there. I told you guys years ago, I have a computer set and ready to go that is just for banking. I will never go to any other site, do anything else for it, never have any commercial endorsement, anything on it. Because I think that's my safest way. And it's not on my phone, anything else. It's on one little laptop. That bank account is the only thing that will be on that computer. So I really haven't dug into VPNs, but I guess they're safe. Everybody's recommending them. So. Okay.
Okay. LKRKL says, I'm having hip surgery tomorrow. Doctor said I will have travel restrictions for 4 to 6 weeks. I live in a small town in Montana and wasn't planning to exchange here. I have currency and will need a wealth manager. How long will 800 numbers be available so I know where to go for exchange?
Okay, again, we don't know how long the 800 numbers are. The ones that we get are going to be available. I do know the process was supposed to last for 10 days. They were trying to get everybody through. But, I mean, those 800 numbers could be available for 30 days. I don't know. But I do know even after it's over, all you have to do is call the bank. They'll have less traffic, and they will be able to direct you where to go.
Okay, CV Gal says, assuming the banks and the UST need to be sure the RV is happening internationally before they commit to doling out the money here, how can the financial community move forward without it? In other words, how can the financial community be told to get this done if the CBI has not yet done their thing?
Okay, you got to start from the first part again.
Okay, it says assuming the banks, assuming the banks and the UST need to be sure the RV is happening internationally before they commit to doling out the money here, how can the financial community move forward without it? In other words, how can the financial community be told to get this done if the CBI has not yet done their thing?
Okay. So that stems from the information that we got that the banks here. So that information would lead us to say that our banks are the one holding it up, not the CBI. If they're going to be fined for not doing it, that's the only way that could be. You know?
Right.
What really has to happen, regardless of who's in charge, whether it's our bank saying they're refusing to do it, which they're just telling their people, train them, got them all on standby. For some reason, they don't. Or theirs, to the world, it has to look like it's CBI, regardless. It has to look like that. So CBI can't come out and say, hey, you guys, we really want to do it, but, you know, this bank in the U.S. won't process stuff, so we're stuck. Or the U.S. Treasury won't do this and that, so we're stuck. Because then everybody, the financial world would know. But more important, the Iraq citizens would be saying, why is the U.S. Treasury governing our country, our money, and what income we get? That's a bad message for any country to send to their citizens. So regardless of who's actually in charge, as far as the public can see, it has to be the CBI. Any reason to do it or not do it has to come from the CBI. Okay?
Okay. BAP says, do you still feel that the Iraqi dinar will float upward to $7 to $8 range, as you have said in the past?
Okay. So what I said in the past, so to make this clear, and since you guys record these, you can go back 4 or 5 years and listen. I have said I think it will go up to $12 at least before it comes down, because that's where I thought it would go. Then I told you we had a committee member come on saying that they wanted to stop it around $8, and they had a system to do that. He even told us every day how much they want to go up, and then they would cut it off so it wouldn't go too fast, and the same thing when it comes down. Now, all of that was predicated on the rate being $3 and something when it came out. $3. That was predicated on the RV at $40 a barrel for oil. Well, oil is now at $70 a barrel, $71.63 or something like that, dollars per barrel, which has totally changed the rate. And the rate, last rate that we got on the screen was $7 and something, which means it's clearly going to go over $8 if it comes out at $7. So the thing is to be aware and know wherever it comes out, it is going to run up and back down. That will happen because there's too many people who don't believe this is real who are going to find out that it's real and are going to be jumping in head first, doing somersaults and everything else because they too know it's going to run up before it comes back down. All right?
Okay. T-Barts says, I have a friend who has dinar and has not filed his taxes in Florida for last year or this year yet. Will he be able to exchange and then get them filed? Sure. They'd love for you to do that, pay your tax bill. Might even
I don't know, one
take it out
to
first.
Do with the other, but go ahead. That's right. Okay.
Tiffer 213 says, has the budget printed in the Gazette contained the new rate for the dinar?
The budget is printed in the Gazette. It's at 88 billion USD. You just need to figure out which way it is. And they are still hiding a part of the budget, which I don't know why, but still there's parts of it being hidden. Okay.
Nicole 19 says, Nicole 19 says, is there any written information that there is no income tax on the RV? I live in a small town and would like to give Fred, the local tax preparer, an official IRS document that says this is a tax-free event. I don't trust those who do not listen to TNT.
I don't trust those who don't listen to TNT either. But anyway, we still don't have a document, guys, so I can't tell you. I can only tell you what we've been told, and we've been told that by the banks and by the committee that it's going to be a non-taxable event. So when you go in to do your exchange, ask them if they have anything or any kind of documents for you to prove you're not going to get taxed on that money. As of right now, they haven't given us anything like that, and they haven't put anything out that we know of. Okay,
let's see. Jim NKC, Tony, in reply to a caller last week, you implied that you wouldn't be exchanging in the same way as the rest of us, that you already have a banking relationship you will use. If you were going through the exchange like us, what would be the first three or four questions or statements you would be asking or stating?
Okay, so let me clarify. First of all, I'm nobody special. And I'm going to tell you guys that I'm just like you guys, with the exception of I've been told for years I have to sign a 44-page NDA. Now, I don't know if that's still true or not. I was told for years that I'm not going to go there. I'm going to go over here because this is where we're going to do yours at because of that. And again, I don't know or not. I just know that's what I've been told. I haven't had it. They haven't told me to report there yet or anything else. But if not, I'm going to do the same thing that you guys are going to do. So, if Tony's going to the bank, what he's going to do is, first of all, it says, you know what? I want that contract rate. That's what I want. Give me the NDA. I'm going to sign it, and I'm going to live with it. But give me that contract rate because I need that money because I need my money to make money for me. I'm not concerned about you listening to my phone calls for the next 10 years. I'm not concerned about black SUVs following me all around the world as I travel and vacation and enjoy life. I'm not concerned with everybody else because I'm not going to tell anybody my business anyway. So give me the money. Now, not only do I want that contract rate, but since this NDA applies to all of the currency I'm exchanging, I want all the contract rates. Now, that's just me. Either you're going to get it, or you're not going to get it. Okay. Well, okay, so you only have one contract rate? Then this is what I want. I want this interest rate on this money that I'm leaving here for this period of time. And if you can't make me a deal, I'm sure I can make one over here for that same amount of money. So I don't mind signing your NDA, but you got to pay me to do that because I want my money. And if that's the way I got to get it, then guess what? You got to share some of that burden too by giving me more rates, higher interest rate for a longer period of time. Now, that's if I got to go through that. It'd be some more. So I wouldn't ask questions. I'd be directing how this is going to go. If not, I'd get up and walk out. Okay, what's next?
Plain and simple. R. Jones says, will the 10 trillion notes be accepted when it's time to exchange? R. Jones, where have you been?
I don't know. You got to ask.
Anyway.
Yeah, you got to ask Ray. I don't know.
Okay. Hopefully for the last time, the last information we received was 150s. Of the trillions, billions, millions, and thousands is what they told us was going to be accepted. And we do have members
eight
that have
notes.
Talked to their banks. Right, eight notes. But we do have members who have talked to their banks, and their bank people have said, oh, we're going to take them all. So when you go to do your exchange, take them all and see what happens.
That's it.
Either they will.
That means a failure, but a try.
Or they won't. Mm-hmm. You're right. Try it and see what happens. All right, let's listen to some live members. 470-404-770-321.
I always say that before you start. Hold on. Let me do two things.
Okay.
First of all, until LC, congratulations on your anniversary. And Mrs. LC, I feel so sorry for you. Okay. So, let me get that out there first of all. Because he's lucky he made it. I don't know about her. So the next thing is, I got to tell you guys, I am so proud of Ray. You guys should be proud of him. I've been talking about him for 2 days to people. The fact that guy challenged him on this call during last call, and he didn't hang up on him. It didn't even come back on them, but I thought it was hilarious. But probably you shouldn't try it today, though, guys. I'm just telling you. All right, go ahead.
I did that for you because I felt like you wanted to talk to us. Other than that,
I know. And everybody called me, said that too, said, Tony, if you wasn't on that phone, Ray would have never did that. I said, I was surprised. And I was dying laughing. But anyway, go ahead. I'll just put that out there before we get started.
Okay, 470, you're on.
Appreciate your taking my call. And
good morning.
I'll join. Good morning to you, Tony, and good afternoon to you, Ray. And my congrats
greetings
also to LC and his wife as well. Just a couple of things based on the comments that were said in your opening monologues here. Talking about the communication that went out to the banks with kind of the bottom line, get this done or be fined. Can you clarify from whom, how high up the pecking order did that go? Is it strictly like at the UST level or was it even higher than that? Can that be shared?
It was higher than that.
Okay.
I'm glad you gave me that option to say higher than that. Yeah.
We're getting into the final things, but there are some things just for clarifications, just to see where we are in this overall puzzle thing. You also had said something, Tony, of when you're getting these messages now that it's almost like they are giving you messages and wink, wink kind of things. When you were given the information that you could expect this by, did they even give you a specific date when they were doing that? And I'm not asking you to say it. I'm just curious whether or not they did, or if they gave you parameters that by deduction you could figure what the date was.
They gave me a specific date.
Okay. Okay. And like I say, I'm not going to put you on the spot. Somebody else down the line may, and they can get kicked off the line. I'm not going to ask that question. So.
Okay, so let me clarify this. Let me clarify for everybody. So they said you can expect this by the 18th. And that's not the date. I'm just giving you an example. That means anywhere from today through the 18th. Because they don't really know. That blank code that we gave you, only the top guys know exactly when it is. All they do is tell them, you're on standby, and you have to be within 25 miles from now through this date. So somewhere in there, you can expect something to happen, because that's it. Now, the other thing is you have wealth managers who are saying, look, I know you're curious. I know you want to know everything. I can't tell you anything. But by this time, you'll know everything. And we're saying, okay. So by both of them doing that, it tells me an end date. It doesn't tell me the date.
Right, right.
Okay. All right.
And your example of the 18th was just that, an example, not necessarily the date that they had given to you.
Absolutely. So that's why I wanted to make that clear. That was just an example.
Okay. And again, I'm not going to put you on the spot. I'll let someone else put you on the spot down the line in terms of what the actual date was. I'm not going to be that person.
And you'll even suggest it to them, huh? But go ahead.
I didn't do that.
Would you care
they
for
wanted to.
Would you care for a date that a member received from the bank?
Well, that would be nice if you would have cared to share that.
April 30.
Okay. At least that's legit. I was waiting for you to say April 31st or something like that, and then we go, okay. So, on Iraqi TV, getting all over to the other side of the pond, given that we are wanting the CBI and this sort of thing, have they been ramping up their educational messages anymore, or has it been pretty steady, or are they just kind of saying, we've educated you folks enough to what to expect, we're done with that, on to other things?
They're not putting that on TV. They did it twice this year, or three times this year already. Educated, did that, showed it to them, I mean, went through it, the reason for it. I don't think we'll see that again. I think it'll just happen. Right now, because everything that they're doing from this point, apart from this week, is geared toward the election.
Okay. And lastly, the thing that's kind of floating through my mind is how relevant is it at this point in terms of even watching the UN operational rates? Because today happens to be the publishing date for rates that go into effect on Friday the 13th. Nothing has changed last time I had looked at it to indicate that there had been any changes. And they always on mid-month say, if applicable. How relevant is it for us to even be looking at that?
It's not. We're not going to get that advance notice. They're not going to give us 2 days notice that we might change this rate or that rate. We're not going to see it on operational rates until after it happens.
That's what I'm looking at for as well, that it could be that, oops, we forgot to publish it, and there's nothing that they can do about it when it gets to the 13th, and there it shows up and the like. But it's just another window of opportunity or something with that. Okay, gentlemen, I would like to think that this may well be the last call that you're doing pre-GCR, pre-RV. That would sure be nice, and remind folks, Vegas,
it
Vegas,
sure
Vegas, and all the shun words. and the 10-day post-RV. I mean, that's getting us into the latter part of April, but we'll look forward to your telling us when exactly we should be doing that. Appreciate it ever so much. Thanks for the nuggets. It's been a great day.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. California 909, you are on.
All right. I don't think
okay, moving right along. We're going to New York, 347 area code. And let me remind you that your application for The Best of Us is still pending.
Hey, is that me, Ray?
That is you.
Yeah, hey, listen, you're going to have to forget my number. I'm going to come hypnotize y'all, man. Listen, I just want to say I don't even know I raised my hand because I got the call about 10 o'clock, and I've been running back and forth doing some stuff. So anyway, about that application, The Best of Us, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to have to reapply because I'm still a little perturbed. You know what I'm saying? I'm still a little perturbed. I'm not going to lie. You know, it's not that I'm agitated because it done took so many years, just that, you know, we done started in the beginning of the months and, you know, we going into the middle of the months and the next thing you know, we jumping months and, you know, I mean, after a while, it's just like, all I want to know, all I want to hear, or you could just send me an email. You got my email. Just say, listen, today's the day. This is what it is. And you ain't even got to talk no more.
Okay.
You understand? I mean, but, you know, I get on the call for the intel and see what's going on and hear other questions that people are asking. You know, maybe it'll, you know, muster something up in me to put a question together or something. But otherwise, you know, I'm just waiting for the green light. You know, it don't matter when, okay. It don't matter what. Just that when that day happens, that's where the traffic is going.
All right. Well, it just sounded the other day like you wanted to plan a revolt or something. So,
What you just said, and go back and listen to the recording, because you just contradicted yourself again.
Yeah,
okay?
I did.
Oh, well, okay. So if you did it and you know it, then what are we supposed to do?
Hey, listen, I said that was out of frustration. I was just venting. Y'all
okay.
Was there for me.
Okay, I'm just saying right now, because I tell everybody that. This is what we do. This is going through it live in the moment. You're in the meeting. You're there when they're making decisions. You're there before they even made final decisions. You're actually living through the process. So that's an up and down roller coaster, stop, go, left, right. You know, hold back up a minute. We're going to do this part over. Being in the boardroom, the decision room, while decisions are being made, and it's driving you crazy because every meeting, somebody who missed the last meeting comes in, and they got a different idea of how to do something, and they throw it out there, and then they don't show up for the next meeting. Everything's gone. So people would get to actually go through it, or they get to go buy their currency, go put it up somewhere at home, go live their life. We got, like I said, we've had 80,000 people on this call. 1 million people listened to the recording in 1 week. That's out of 8 million people who the government said had DENAR. Now the banks are saying it's 30 million. That means 30 million people aren't even listening. Or
that's
7
right.
million people aren't listening. They just got it, went home, and said, I'll get it when I get it, whenever it happens, because they can't handle the process or don't want to go through the process or it's too stressful for them. Are they still going to win in the end? Absolutely. They're just going to be in the back of the line from people who are listening. That's the only difference. They're not going to understand the process. They're not going to understand the economics of our globe, I mean the entire world. We're not just doing a country because you're learning something from all these countries. They're not going to understand the book I told you guys get, The Confessions of an Economic Hitman, and see how this happened, how many times it's happened, or be aware when it's about to happen again so you can participate. This hasn't just been about getting the dinar and getting our money. It has been a whole educational process about life, about governments, about financial futures, and what you should be looking to do in order to keep this when you get it. Everybody just coming on every day listening for, you know, it's today, and it should be today because you already said it 10 times, but you're missing the purpose of the call. So that wasn't just directed to you. That was directed to a lot of people, but okay. All right.
Especially the ones that keep calling Tony.
I'm sorry.
And won't get on the call and listen.
I'm going to start calling Tony. Hey, Tony, I'm going to start calling you.
Okay.
Right. Y'all have a good day.
All right.
All right, you too.
Okay, Maryland, 240, area code, you are on.
Good afternoon, Tony and Ray. I'm sorry, good morning, Tony. It's still morning.
Right. Good morning.
And Ray, I just wanted to ask a question. I'm sure it's probably been asked before. I just need to understand, what is the difference between the Zim bond, the 8.5 by 11, and the Zim notes, besides the size? Are they handling
the
them?
Zim, all right, the Zim bond is the Zim note.
Okay.
There's no difference because they're the same thing. And then there's the Zim currency, just like we have.
Okay, the currency.
The bond, which is a note, which is used from country to country, they usually trade with, is an 8.5 by 10 piece of paper that has a different value on it. And that's why it has a different value on it, because it's a bond and is used in different transactions than the currency is used in.
Okay, so the $100 trillion is considered the bond, not currency.
The $100 trillion
what size is it?
Dollar.
It's like it's the size of a bill, not an 8.5 by 11.
That is the currency.
So that's the currency. Okay, so what I'm trying to figure out, is there a difference when you go to do your redemption?
Yeah, the difference is, one, you don't have a note, as I already know, and two, the notes will not go and be exchanged there. The notes will be taken to a bank and be exchanged in Greece.
Okay.
So it's a whole nother process.
A whole nother process. So the currency is just, you take it to the redemption center and you do it there.
You do it right there, and they can exchange it for you right there.
Okay, and the rate is the same as discussed the other day, the 0.6016, right?
That's the rate that we have, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Latest rate we've been given.
All right. I was just a little confused about the other one, but I do recall a call where it was explained. It's been a little bit, so I appreciate your explaining that to me.
Okay. Yes, I seriously doubt, just what they were given in the transactions, that anybody on this call has a Zimbabwe bond.
Okay. All right. Well,
everybody,
thank you so much.
Has a currency. All
okay.
Right. Thank
all
you.
Right, and I'm going to send you an email. Thank you. Please do the same. I'm going to send you an email because I definitely want to get in onto your humanitarian projects.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Take care and be blessed as always.
All right. Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Texas, 281, area code. Bus lady, what's happening?
Well, hello there.
Hi there.
Hi, Tony. Hey. Hi, Ray. How you
How
doing?
Are you?
I'm good. Well, okay. Well, I think our Texas date still looks good for us. I heard you the other day. You said you just hated to think that Texas was going to be right. What's wrong with Texas, Tony?
You know what? They three letters backwards.
You say some socks.
Oh, my God. The only problem with Texas is they were the first ones who showed up at the bank in buses. And I couldn't believe it when I got the phone call. They did what? They got buses in the parking lot. That's about Tony's head. Oh, my God.
You know what? We tired of waiting. We ain't nobody got time for that. They need to come on and quit playing. Oh, my God. That's too funny. And then my question is, it's like I was wondering, you know, when y'all were talking about the fact that that memo had gone out to the financial community, and Catnip asked the same question I was going to ask, coming from higher up or whatever, because I was like, well, who doesn't follow or abide by the rules when higher up is sending this down to the, you know, lower levels of the financial communities? I mean, it just seems like you would want to abide. You wouldn't want to be fined or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, let me tell you something about the banking system in case you guys didn't know it already.
Mm-hmm.
It's better to ask for forgiveness than permission. You ever heard of that?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is how the banking system works. And I know they're going to hate this. But anyway, you can read it or you can watch the news and see it with your own two eyes and hear it yourself. Banks do all kind of stuff they're not supposed to do. Because they know if we can make $5 billion off of this, we're only going to get fined $50
million.
$100 million. That's
wow.
All. They don't care about the fine. It's never equal to the crime. So far as they're concerned, we always walk away with money. Because bankers, you'll notice during the Depression, downtown anyway, during the banking crisis, no matter how much money is lost, they never go to jail.
Wow.
They lose the money, and then the government replaces it for them anyway.
Mm.
But well, that's how the system works.
I'm hoping they, you know, follow the rule this time and do it, you know, because we don't want this to keep lingering on and on. But hopefully they'll do what they say, because it seems like things are lining up, though, because we have gotten information from members that coming back telling us things that they're hearing from contacts that they know within, you know, financial communities or whatever. So, you know, it seems like everything is lining up from what you guys were saying. And then my last comment is on the CBI website and stuff, well, the budget, rather. Would it be that we in the U.S. just can't see it or other countries? But Iraq and all those people are able and they're going on about their business. Would it be just something hidden from us here as far as the rate and the budget?
I don't even know if they can see it because none of our contacts have actually given us a rate yet. But there's always something on their side that we don't see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Always, you know, until it comes out. There's always a language barrier. And they said, well, you guys saw this, but this is what he meant to say because we're reading it in Arabic. And this is something, you know, it's interpreted different from what you guys are reading. Or, you know, we got 8 pages on our side. You only got 6 on yours because they haven't put the last 2 pages up. But we get that kind of stuff all the time. That's why we have to rely on our content.
Oh, okay. Because I know how the media is in different countries where, you know, they only put out what they want their people to see. So I was just wondering if it was just here in the U.S. that we couldn't see it, you know, because of the different networks and things that they can control, you know, in how we see and view and hear things. But that makes sense with what
okay.
you just said.
I like your statement, the first part, you know,
mm-hmm.
but you said, I know how other countries do.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to know your country does the same thing.
Well, that's my point. Yeah, I know they do.
Okay. They only put out what they want you to see.
Right.
Because
mm-hmm.
trust me, there's some other things going on okay,
oh, I could imagine.
That they don't want the general public to see. I mean,
no.
even this, what we're doing. So right. as people are hearing it more and more from their tellers now, from the branch managers, a few wealth managers are out there talking about it now, that tells you it's getting too close to be busting wide open, so they're going to have to do it before everybody, general public, knows.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
I like the fact that it's down to those levels now, and they got their full training, and they're talking about it. Even though they're saying we can't talk about it, they're talking about it.
Yeah.
And even though they're not supposed to tell anybody else in their office, believe me, their best friend, their two best friends, look, you need to go out and buy this right now. Because
yeah.
people about to be millionaires. So,
yep.
And they know they can only withstand that for so long. Okay?
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate the information. We just wait because we know it's coming. Like you say, you don't know the date, but we know we're right there. So we just have to hold on. So, all right. Well,
okay.
you guys have
all
a good
right.
day.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Tennessee, 423 area code. You are on.
Hey, Ray and Tony.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm walking through the woods by a creek in Tennessee, and the sun is shining, and it's a beautiful day.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like a beautiful day to take a walk.
Oh, it is. Every day is a beautiful day to take a walk. No matter what the weather is, I just get the right clothes on and go, because it makes me feel better, you know, get out and walk. Walk my dog. I highly recommend it for everybody. Go to the country and walk. And look around and
okay.
enjoy the environment. But, you know, a person could get stage fright on this phone thinking that 85,000 people are listening to it live and a million are going to listen to the recording. Woo! That's a lot of people.
that's a lot
yes.
of people. Now, that's not our numbers today. I said 83,000 was our highest in... I mean, for years, we had a million reviews a week. So I want you to know that. All right.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, so here's my intelligent question. If the farm never equals what they can make, why didn't somebody get smart and make the farm more than what they can make? You know? And it would really hurt, and then they would hurt.
Well, here's the thing, though. It wouldn't hurt the bank. It would hurt you. Because
oh,
if
really?
They ever did that, the bank would file bankruptcy and dissolve, and you'd be paying the price. And they all know it.
Mm-hmm.
So only thing that would seriously hurt them or stop them from doing it is if they start sending them to prison for some things that they're doing. And, I'm pretty sure they don't like us talking about this right now, but that's the
yeah.
only thing that's going to stop the banking industry from doing what they do.
But the people really are breaking the law with what they're doing and holding it up. Okay, so my question is it like a dominoes effect? In other words, the banks have been given this ultimatum, let it go or you're going to be fined. So whatever that little ticker thing is that has the date on it, it's still alive, and we're approaching it quickly. That little
that would be my guess.
Okay.
Yes.
So
when it showed up and it was still there, that would be my guess. So
yeah.
Now,
okay.
We got to remember two things. Or one thing: all of that occurred before they publicly came out and said they're going to wait until after the election. So the thing we really should be doing, and I don't know if we can do it now or not, is ask those people to go back and look and tell us if it's still the same way. But now that they got them, you know, half scared to death. But we'll see what we can find out.
Yeah, yeah. So we're talking about a dominoes effect. It seems to be in the hands of the banks now. So when they let it go and let out the 800 numbers, boom, that's when we should be able to see the rate on the CBI. Right? That's the
we dominant. Should, but, you know, the bank's point of view is, hey, we can let it go because we've already paid people before. And we can start paying people and get our settlement. But then suppose Iraq doesn't do it. Suppose it blows up over there and we've already let it go over here. That's why they want to do it after they make a public commitment is what they want to do. And I understand that just in case they don't, because they say one thing and do something else. And I know there's certain people are saying, look, we're going to force them to do it because we're going to release that rate all around everywhere else because the U.S. does it, the other countries will do it, and then they're saying then they'll be stuck with it. But it's kind of a catch-22. Damn if you do, damn if you don't.
So the question is, are we waiting on Iraq or are we waiting on the banks? But that's confusing. I thought
catch-22. That's right.
Okay. That's right. Oh, Lordy. Well, right. You know what? Who cares if it's all digital anyway? Why don't they just release it and let it happen? You know, because they have paid thousands.
We hope they do.
Huh?
I said we hope they do.
We hope they do, right. Are you feeling better about this than ever before?
I'm feeling great about this. I'm absolutely, guys, everything that we've ever needed for 10 years to be done as far as the banking system to make this work is all done. They can never use that for an excuse ever again. We got to do this. We got to do that. We got monetary, you know, we got to change the system. They've told the whole world the system's been completed. We parallel the dinar and the dollar. So we're not worried about it. We did our 90 days of stabilization as far as the currency. We've met every criteria we needed to meet to revise this, except now I got to wait till I feel the country is stable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel great because that last part, we can do nothing about. I mean, there's not a law out there that says the country is stable. There's not a direction, nobody. Somebody will have to wake up in the morning, like I said, man, I feel good. There's no argument. There's no wars. There's no riots in the street. People are happy, excited. They just need more money. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, they all got their cards. Did they get a bunch of money on their cards even though it wasn't a revalued rate? Are they happy because of that?
Well, they're happy. You remember, they changed the rate. And you're asking good questions, but I like it. They changed the rate on their cards 3-4 times since January. And we're in April. And they get paid, and they change the rate, and it goes back. Paid, they change the rate. They, on the back of their screen, they have MasterCards. So they can go on the computer, look at their account, right in the bottom, it says, expect this rate on this date. So it just hasn't happened yet. They keep putting it down there, but it hasn't happened.
Wow. And for that, I don't understand why people aren't rioting, you know, and protesting, because if we feel teased, they've got to really feel teased over there. The country.
But they evidently know something we don't, because they're not rioting. And that's my point. They're not in the streets. They're not demanding it. I mean, because they're paying them now, which they hadn't been doing at all, so they're used to that little bit of money. Three times they did say they got more money. They just didn't get the new rate. So they inched it up, so they're happy with that. They just still haven't gotten the RV rate yet. But, again, that tells me they either know something that we don't know, and they're being told that, or they can sense it, which they said in the coming days, you watch. Iraq, the whole economy is going to change, you know, right in the coming days. And they gave us a time frame, but they're not telling us that. They're not putting it out, but it's word on the street.
Good. Okay, that sounds super califragilisticexpialidocious. Thank you for the news. Thank you for hanging in here with us, Tony and Ray. And have a blessed day.
You too.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Texas, 512 area code, you are on.
Good morning, Tony, and good afternoon, Ray. I hope you
all are
doing well. You sound really great, and it's great to hear all of that. I have one question. about if there any more information or clarification on the NDA.
No, that was one of the things that he was going to find out for us on this morning's call. And as I said, we didn't even call to check. I was doing so many other different phone calls. Actually forgot about it till we started the call. So it'd be one of the first things we do when we hang up, though, is try and get the update. Okay.
Great. Well, I appreciate that, and I certainly understand being overwhelmed with phone calls, et cetera. But would you put a update in the form if there's something about the ND for us, Ray?
No.
No? Oh, okay. So we have to wait until we have another call. Is that?
Don't I always? Of course I will.
Oh, okay. Well, I take
you
at your word.
I'm just playing with you. Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, that's okay. My husband says my Norwegian ancestry sometimes makes it so that I don't get jokes. But I do want to tell 43 that I'm sitting in my chair with my dog on my lap looking out the window at the sunshine instead of being in the woods. So anyhow, that, I did want to also piggyback on 404, and maybe I'm pushing it too much, but when you said, I know the 8 by the 18th was a made-up date, but then Ray mentioned that a member had said that the bank had told them by the 30th. So was that the date, the end date you were given, Tony, or was it another one which you aren't able to tell us?
I would tell you that's the end date that Ray was given, and it's the
yes,
actual
I know
date.
That.
Not the date of date. No, that was not the date I was given. That was the date that Ray was given.
Well, you were given one sooner then. Okay. Oh, okay. All right. Well, I won't
push it
anymore.
You say so.
We'll give her credit for trying.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, we appreciate you very much, and Vegas, 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 and all the sun words, and I look forward to this being the last regular call. Have a blessed day.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. You too.
California 707 area code. You are on.
Good morning, Ray. I have a real quick question for you, and I know you're tired of getting it, but I've lost my contact number, 404-40 number. And you can't get the calls anymore, the updates. So if you would not mind, I would appreciate you giving me the
you ready?
Way to sign up. Yes.
Okay. 40404 is the number.
Yes.
The message should read all capital letters, follow one space, the at sign, T-H-E underscore T-N-T underscore T-E-A-M.
I had it.
Okay.
Now, when I do that, I'll get an almost immediate message.
Correct. Saying you are following T-N-T.
And does that message ask me to sign in or do anything else?
No.
Or is it just...
That's all it should do is tell you that you are now following us. And then when we send out another text message, tweet or whatever, you will receive it as a text message on your phone.
Okay. I sure appreciate
okay.
that. And I appreciate
right,
you and Tony even more. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Oh. Okay. Back to Texas again. 972 area code. You are on.
All right. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
All right. Ray, whenever you do that text, do I need to say that to my contact? Because for some reason I get texts from you 2 days later.
Well, no, that's showing that it's working.
That's because you're in Texas.
It's working 2 days later.
Whatever, man. Somebody on that love text. Because they keep playing that music by that little boy from Waco.
What?
You hear what I'm saying? You hear what I'm saying?
I don't know nothing about it. I'm not the DJ.
When
I'm not the DJ.
I don't know what he's talking about either. Little boy from Waco.
Yeah, that Tevin Campbell music. You hear that music on the radio?
I'm not sure which one you're talking about.
I'm not the DJ.
Well, next time you listen, you'll remember. But anyway, I want to just say some people that was saying hey to Tony and Ray, John out of Arkansas, Eve out of Tampa, and King P out of South Carolina. Everybody said hello and thank you for a good job.
Okay. All right, sir.
Tell them thank you.
Have a good day.
Okay, good day, y'all.
Okay.
All right.
Take care. Detroit, Michigan, 313. You are on.
All
right. Okay, I'm going to California, 818. You are on.
Yes, hi. Is it me?
That's you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Just a couple of quick questions. First, the 800 numbers. Are we still giving the districts on that for different states, or have they changed?
None of that information has changed yet.
So basically, we go to our whatever district we belong to, right? Our state.
Yep, that's correct.
Second question. On all these currencies that will RB, basically they're all negotiable rates, correct? Depending on how much you have?
I would think they're negotiable, and I would try to negotiate. I mean, you can't negotiate at the teller, so don't even try that. But if you're going to a private banker or wealth manager, then yes, I would try to negotiate. I don't care how much I got. If I'm going in there, I'm going to try it anyway. They're going to say yes or no.
Yes, yes. Okay. Now, the last question is, let's say for a husband and wife. Now, let's say if the husband just basically gets the contract rate on the dinar, which is at this point $28.50, correct? Now, if I were just to get that just on my name, okay, and then the wife gets the other currency, let's say the rupiah or the dong, just in her name. Now, if there is a question of, let's say, the husband having violated the NDA, will that affect the wife's currency or amount since it's just in her name, separate from the husband?
Okay, we're not the lawyers, okay? We're not the lawyers, so we don't know all the legal aspects. But I know if you have to sign the NDA, she's going to have to sign the NDA. So I know everybody wants to try and go around things, but those are things when you go in there, you ask them or you ask an attorney. But once she assigns that NDA, all the money is going to apply anyway. I'm pretty sure of that. Now, Ray already told you yes, so he's 100% sure of it.
And the only way that I know around that is for the two of you to get a quickie divorce before you exchange. And then after you exchange, if she'll still take you and if you will still take her, then you two remarry. And then what's hers was hers and what's yours was yours.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay. That's all for now. Well, thank you very much, then. Thank you.
I'm going to tell you better still ask an attorney, because I'm not sure that's going to work. But okay.
Okay.
All right.
Well, no, really. Now, if he's divorced when he does his exchange, there's no spouse to sign the NDA. It's just him.
Correct, yeah.
But then you run a risk she might not take you back. Especially if she has more money to exchange than you do. So take that into account also when you guys are trying to maneuver and whatnot. That's for everybody that may be thinking that.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Well, let me tell you something else. For everybody who may be thinking that, if you think you're going to have a problem with the NDA, I wouldn't sign it, period. But go ahead. Instead of trying to figure out ways to go around it, above it, and cross it, then and worry right. about it for 10 to 15 years, just don't do it.
I see.
Okay.
Does the Zim have a contract rate?
No. They said they don't have one.
I see. Okay. That's good then. Thank you very much. I appreciate all your help.
Okay.
All right.
And I think most of you guys knew I was just kidding about the divorce thing. Don't get divorced for money reasons and then try to get remarried again. It might not work.
Okay.
Okay. California again, back to back, 818. Another 818. You are on.
Hello.
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 You are on.
Okay. Good morning.
Van Nuys. Hey.
Good
go ahead.
Morning.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Great. How you doing?
Okay. Last week somebody requested that Snowman will call back. So I'm calling you back. And I haven't talked to you for 5 years. I have a question for you. The people that told you that they saw the rate in Texas or North Carolina in the airports, they couldn't give you a picture of what they're seeing.
Okay. The people who said they saw the rate in the airport were actually mm-hmm. in Tennessee and Hawaii. And the rates okay. were covered up with a piece of paper. So, no, they couldn't give us a picture because it'd be a piece of paper. Now, they said they walked up to it, and they could see through the piece of paper and gave us the rates.
Mm-hmm. And they couldn't take a picture. You know, everybody with smartphones today, but everybody is stupid.
Take
you
a picture and do what?
Send it to
no, you understand one thing. Take a picture on a board with a piece of paper covering it up. What are we supposed to do with that?
Why is they assuming that there is a rate? Why is they not assuming that it's under construction, even in two different places in the United States? I just came back from the Middle East. I'm Middle Eastern person. And more than that, farther than that, when I talked to you 5 years ago, I told you I'm very well connected in the world banking, PPP, private placement programs. And I'm going to open it more for you. Nobody in the Middle East talking about this money. It's all BS. Now you can live with that, or you cannot live with that. I can tell you, I would make a bet right now with you, and I'm going to give you 10 million dinar, which is change for me. That's how much I have. And you put only 5 million dinar on each word. Let's see that before the summit it's going to happen. It's not, you know, every Monday and Wednesday, everything looks good. By Friday, you ruin everybody's life. You don't
okay,
understand what
you do. Okay, let me ask you a question then.
Yes.
Okay, because I understand your feeling. So you're from the Middle East, right?
Yes.
You know all the payment plans where all the money is, right?
Yes.
Say yes. But this is never going to happen, and you know that for a fact, right?
Yes.
Then why are you here?
10 million dinar.
Then why are you here?
Listen, you're entertaining
me. Why do you listen
me?
Every Monday and Wednesday?
And
what?
Friday also, sometimes I'm going to tell you more than that. I'm listening to the backup calls because you're entertaining me. I fall asleep with you. That's why I'm snoring. I have to tell you something. You're playing with people's life, and you're talking about 8 million people that are listening to you, or 1 million people. It's 1 million
okay,
people that
so
you're playing
instead,
with their life. With
instead
their
of us listening to everybody else, the banking system, the financial system, the documents,
mm-hmm.
instead of us listening to our government and people who are making the decisions, we should all just listen to you.
No, you don't need to listen to me. I'm one of what these stupid people that
okay,
are listening
then. Goodbye.
To you.
Goodbye. Thank you.
I just don't understand
okay.
that. Because if I have all the answers and if I know it all, then you should listen to me, and I will set you free. I don't understand the other people that don't think that way.
Start
if they have
call
all the answers and the solutions.
Everybody. That's right. I don't understand it. And they're going to listen every Monday, Wednesday, and say it's not going
to
happen.
Listen to us.
Now we got bankers saying it's happening. We got bank tellers saying it's going to happen. We got wealth managers saying everybody's gearing up for it. But he's going to get on the phone and say it's not going to happen because I know everything in the world. Okay, go ahead. Sorry. I tried to let him talk to see if he was going to make any sense, but it just never made any sense to me. So. See, he got babies crying and everything.
All right.
Oh, y'all hear my baby.
312.
Yes, we hear your
y'all
baby.
Y'all hear my
You're
baby.
On.
I'm sorry. His name is Anthony.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, my
little
smart baby.
He is that. Good afternoon and good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
All right.
I'm good. Babysitting, and it's a pleasure. My great niece and nephew, it is a pleasure. Oh, my goodness. Well, Tony, you threw out a rate for the denial earlier, and I hadn't heard you give that updated rate. Only thing that was given updated rate was for the ZIM at 0.16, but you said $7. If it comes out at $7, then it certainly will go above 8. Was that an example? It sounded like a real rate.
It is actually the rate that was at that airport covered up by that piece of paper. So, again, I don't know what it's going to come out at, but that was the rate and it was a exchange kiosk or in the airport where they actually saw the rate at.
Oh, okay. You better stop her, boy.
Okay.
I'm sitting here in my lap. Okay, because you said it like it was actually a rate, but then I said, well, was it just an example? And see, I wasn't going to put my hand up today because I knew I had little ones. But then after you said that, I had to hurry up and throw my hand up. That's why I'm at the end.
I don't know.
Okay.
You know, Ray gave out the rate for, I don't know if he did, last call.
No, not for the denial.
Again, when the person went through the airport, that's what they saw when they tried to look through the piece of paper. That's the rate they saw.
They said at Atlanta and Hawaii last time. Now, did the person
I think I just said
Tennessee this time.
You just said Tennessee, yeah. But
she was at the airport. No, because they were at the airport in Atlanta going to Tennessee. That's where Tennessee came from. So I just put one more piece out there, I guess.
Okay. So that must have been our 404 in Atlanta going to Tennessee, right, Ray?
Hey, could have been.
If it was 404, I'm sure she would have told you already.
Now, do you know concerning that, if they questioned the people behind the kiosk about the rate covered up, did they ask them about it? And when it
was because there was nobody there. Nope, nobody was there. That's why she went around and looked at the piece of paper to see what the rate was.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Interesting.
Believe me, that was my first question, too. Why did they ask?
Right.
Anyway.
Why you did that? Well, now you said that the banks went to training. People in the banks were training. You gave 7 states, and Illinois was one of them. I'm always offering Ray, but he hasn't taken me up on it, to go on a reconnaissance mission. So if you need me to go, you know, I'm in Illinois. I'm in Chicago. If you need me to go on a reconnaissance mission to see if someone is actually exchanging, you know, I'll be your guinea pig. I'll do that for you, Tony.
Okay. They're not exchanging, but I will tell you, they are right there in Chicago. And there is also the TMI is in Chicago, right?
TMI?
CMI.
CMI, yeah. Yeah,
look.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then guess what?
What?
You have a contact because she used to work there. Somebody she knows still works there. And what do they do there?
I don't know what they do. She used to work there, I mean.
They do global trading. And they do
global
futures.
Trading and futures and all of
guess
that.
Guess what
yeah.
they need to know every day? What the rate is and what it's going to be every day.
That's true.
Just so you know. That's right.
Okay. I might. Well, actually, I'm sitting at her house babysitting her grandkids. When she come home, I might ask her who she still know at Merck. Let's see if we can get some info
right.
going on.
Get on her job and give us some information.
I
even
know
though
that's
we just
right.
put it out to the whole world. It's all right.
I know that's right. All right. Well, thank you, gentlemen. I so appreciate you. I would come in after the last guy. You can't top that with a...
Woo, man, I know.
I'm like, woo,
but
mercy.
Yeah, somehow that's, I mean, sometimes it's how it is. So,
yeah,
in the end,
it is.
As I always say, we win. I hope he didn't buy
right.
any. I hope he doesn't buy any. But listen three times a week like he says he's doing, which doesn't make any
right.
sense. And then at the end,
it,
they'll say, oh, my God. Yeah. Well, but you're going to listen to every phone call. For 5 years, you've been listening, but it's not real. It's not going to happen. I mean, who does that make sense to? Nobody.
Nobody.
I mean, if that's how
nobody
you feel, why you been listening for 5 years? Anyway, we don't want to go to that. We'll go to something
I don't
else.
Know. I don't. All right. Well, thank you for taking my call. I do appreciate you guys. Tony, I sent you an email. I hit you up in the back office with a PM and all this good stuff. And I know you get hundreds and thousands of them, but mine is important. A couple weeks ago.
Yours is important? Yours is important. Everybody else is not important.
I didn't say that.
I'm already pre-warned, Tony, on which ones to answer and which ones not to answer.
I didn't say that anyone else wasn't important. I just want to tell you that mine is important.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't know which one yours is.
I will get that information to you.
You know, okay. And then on the board, though, you guys know how many messages I get back there. So there's no way doing everything else
I
do that I got time to read all those. I do thank you for them. But I
know. Right.
Okay.
Right. I will let you know which one mine is, and I won't go through your brother, but I will let you know.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Have a good day.
All right.
You too.
Let me go back to this rate thing, because the last time you said, Ray's got the rates, and I think some people were thinking, oh, man, this is really going to be all that great. And I played it down and said, well, it's just a few pennies. It's not that big of a deal. But one particular currency, a few pennies, is a big deal. So the dong was still 47 cents. We had a rate of real at $3.47, whereas I'd always been telling you guys the most consistent rate was $3.22. Indonesia, $1.28, and I'd always been saying the most consistent rate was around $1.05, $1.20, something like that. So that was just pennies. Dinar, this bank information was saying $3.67, and the most consistent rate we've had is $3.71. And see, those are all pennies. Not that big of a difference. But now the ZIM, which we have already been saying on this call, 16 cents, which really for us would be 0.6016, whereas before we were giving you 0.6012, I think, or 14?
10.
Okay, 10. Well, yes, that's right, 0.60 is 10. That one, a big difference. 0.60 is 10 versus 0.60 is 16. The 10 would have yielded $10 million. to 16 will yield $16 million. So that's a difference of $6 million. That's a big difference. So now you have the latest rates that we have received that were being quoted to us as what they saw on the screen. And, of course, the ZIM one really having a significant difference because we're dealing with so many zeros. Those of you who are holding the trillion-dollar note, that's a $6 million difference on the $100 trillion. And on the $50 trillion, that's a $3 million difference. But all those other ones, billions, thousands, millions, it's all still small money anyway. So we wanted to make that clarification before we wrapped up today's segment. And we're down at the bottom half of the hour. And this is Hump Day Wednesday. So you're going to try to find some other information that we were looking forward to this morning. Tony, you want to give us some closing statements?
All right. Nope, that's a good one. It is Wednesday, guys, and we are in the time frame when it could happen. You know, we have some people actually saying, I mean, it could be any moment now. That's how close we are. That's how close, excuse me, they are on both sides because they're both saying it could be any minute. I mean, it could be any hour, any day, because nothing needs to happen. They just need to do it whenever, you know, they're all feeling happy. So we know they're talking to each other. We know there's a lot of things going on in the world right now as far as Syria and you know, Trump talked to Abadi yesterday, and they're discussing Syria amongst other things as well. Which could be part of this, could be, you know, why the threats came out to the bank, who knows. But we know there's other things going on. We know they know that something's going to happen up to the election that's not going to look good. Things are going to happen after the election that's not going to look good. So this is probably, this time frame right in here, is their last good chance to change their country and change the world. So I'm going to keep going with from today up through the end of the month. Let's go through there because then we're 15 days in front of the election. I'm going to go with people aren't arguing, aren't in the street, aren't doing the things they were doing, rioting to get more money. They aren't out demanding that the reforms be completed, anything else, because they feel it is complete. And they're just waiting out the time frame because they know how their country works. They know what they should be looking for. It's the only reason I can see it not happening. People are getting paid, which they hadn't been before. The new system is working over there. They are getting paid on their cards, and they are being told their cards are international. And they can use them anywhere, any way they want to. So they give them a lot of things to feel good about. Except changing that rate, and that's what they're waiting on. Again, I know the banks did training all last week. People were trained on Fridays. They went in on Sunday. They ran what they said was the last time they were going to test the system again. They put everybody on standby, be ready to do this. We don't know when, but, well, they gave them a time frame. So, but somewhere in this time frame, just be ready to go. And that's all we can do. We've done all we can do is take the information, look at it, share it with you. And daily, they're telling us, quit worrying. Quit worrying. It's done. It's done over here. It's done. Over there, it's done. I mean, you know, everything has changed. You just haven't seen it yet. I mean, those are the kind of responses we're getting. And we're waiting to get it. That's all. So that's what we have to go with. Until then, let's just enjoy each day. Let's get ready so we'll be ready when it happens. That's the key thing right now. Be ready. Have your plans in motion. I mean, be ready to put them in motion as soon as this happens so you can take advantage of it and do the best thing you can. Know that unless they do something, that we're going to be here and try and walk you through it if we can. So that we're going to do, and unless I have to sign mine first or we have to do something with the site, that's our plan. We'll be here and try and help you walk through it, and we'll definitely be here after that. So enjoy the rest of your day. That's what I'm going to do with mine. Ray?
Okay. Thanks, everyone. And if this memo thing has all the veracity that it proclaims to have, I'm looking for something to happen by Friday. Because if it's real, I don't think folks like being fined. And I think all they need is one time, and that'll be it. So if there's any real substance to that, I think we're going to have an exciting weekend. Time will tell. Keep believing. We do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
you trust in him, hang on in there. God told me to tell you it's gonna get better.
God's gonna do it.
You can't handle it.
You can't.
You gotta give it to Jesus.
Give it to
him. He won't be working out if you believe it.
About your future.